I'm not coming on. Washing on the line, your sparkling whiteness looks just fine. No dingy streaks, no dirt to hide, because you've been washed with a miracle tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, singing stars the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor.
And Gail Smith.
And now if you'll turn off your television sets and uncross your eyeballs, Procter & Gamble will present MGM's favorite clown, Red Skelton.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a joke. It has nothing to do with this program. Jack Donahue and Paul Vogel told me this. This has nothing to do with the show. There were two Englishmen. They were eating, and one of them says, "Pass the butter." The guy says, "Do what?" He says, "Pass the butter." He says, "Not butter, butter." The guy says, "Okay, pass the butter." The guy says, "That's better." Well, back to the funny stuff. How are you, Mr. Brett?
No, I don't feel good.
Oh?
I've got a white coat on my tongue.
Oh, forget it. I've had white coat on my tongue.
Oh, with a carnation in the lapel?
We're going to miss you around here next week. Well, maybe you need vitamins.
Oh, I have some here, but I don't know how to take them.
Well, right here, see, given dosage on the bottom of the bottle here, it says, for adults.
Well, I know, but you can skip that part. I've never suffered from adults. No.
I've never suffered from good reading, either.
You see, I need something to stimulate my appetite. Oh? I haven't eaten for 2 months.
Oh, well, if you don't eat, you'll die.
Well, I always say a change is good for everybody.
Well, when did you see your doctor last?
Oh, I went to Dr. Bill Hole yesterday.
Bill Hole? He's a dog doctor.
Oh, no, he ain't either. He's a human like you and me.
Well, if you could call that a fair comparison, yeah. Let me feel your pulse. Oh, good heavens, you don't have a pulse.
Oh, I know. When my mother got me, she couldn't afford all the extras.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I know what will help you. Yeah. Excuse. Oh, exercise. Turn on the television and get channel number 11 there. There's a guy on there who gives free lessons.
Oh, yeah. Is he any good?
Good. Why, before I start watching this guy, I was so weak I had to use both hands to push the sheets off of the morning. But now, after 10 lessons, I only use 2 hands. Huh? Well, there's a misprint if I ever read one. Well, here comes the picture on.
Good morning, muscle lovers. This is Biceps Benning just raring to get you into the pink of condition. Now, are we ready for our setting up exercises, huh?
Go rinse out a few things.
Yeah, we're ready.
Aren't we grouchy this morning?
What kind of a television set is this?
All right, now let's start our exercises.
Okay.
We'll do our push-up.
Yeah.
This one is good for building up your earlobe. Go right along with me now. Push up, push down, up, down, up,
not so
down.
Fast. I'm still trying to get up.
Next exercise. Stand up and touch your toes with your nose. Without bending your back.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, I can't do that. Suppose I can't straighten up.
We can always bury you in a drum.
All right, now, come on. Our next one is our alternate knee bending exercise.
Yeah.
Bring your right foot up and down.
Yeah.
Then your left foot up and down. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right foot up, right foot down. Left foot up, left foot down. Right foot up, left foot up. My. If I wasn't a Democrat, I'd swear I'd made a mistake.
Shut that thing off, will you?
Oh, yes, in just a second. If you don't mind, I'd like to catch my favorite television program. Oh, the weather reports are just coming in.
Howdy, neighbors. This is San Fernando Red, your all-night disc jockey. Bringing you the weather reports. There's a storm blowing in from the north. That's from Seattle, and it's bringing along with it rain, smog, and most of the state of Washington. The weatherman here in Southern California says you can expect plenty of sunshine tomorrow. That's if you're in Arizona. Here's something. The weather report says... Now, these are the facts. I'm giving you the facts now. When I say I'm giving you the facts, I'm giving you the facts. I'll give them to you before I bring the family out on the platform. Weatherman says we should light our smudge pots. Remember, light your smudge pots. And when I say light your smudge pots, I mean light your smudge pots. Have you got it? Well, forget it. Now, here's a message for all you ladies over 110. Ladies, are you wondering what to wear at the junior prom? Do you want to be the hit of the Lydia Pinkham set? Send for our free booklet entitled Rigor Mortis Can Be Fun. This is absolutely free. Just sign your name and address and $25 to handle the mailing charges. Now, for all you leaders of true love, here are the four knights who were going to sing Stay with the Happy People.
We've got to stay with the happy people.
Have your fun, live in the land of joy. Happy, happy people.
Stay with the happy people.
Face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me, that misery is looking around for company. So stay, stay, stay
with the happy people.
Don't wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style. Just stay with people who love to wear a smile.
Oh, Mr. Grouch sat down on his couch and told me that the end of the world was near.
My happy heart rose with a start, hollering, let's get out of here. So stay, stay with the happy people.
Have your fun, live in the land of joy.
Hallelujah, brothers.
Stay with happy people.
With happy people. Face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, fears have been contagious. And take it from me, that misery is looking around for company. So stay, stay, stay with the happy people. Don't wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style. Just stay with people who love to wear a smile.
Tide gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. That's a wash day miracle. Oh, I know other washing products talk about miracles, too. But, lady, though other washing products may talk like Tide, even look like Tide, in your washing machine, they just won't do the work like Tide. There's nothing made like Procter & Gamble's Tide. Tide does a better washing job than any soap on earth. Yes, Tide gets clothes miracle clean without rinsing. Just wash, wring out, and hang up. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps that dirt suspended in the wash water. Wring out the water, the dirt goes too. Tide leaves clothes white, bright, clean. They dry soft and sweet smelling, iron easily. And say, using Tide and skipping those rinses saves wear and tear on fabrics, saves time, work, and water too. So try it. Remember, there's only one Tide. It's patented. Yes, whether you wash with or without rinsing, Tide does a better washing job than any other product you can buy. For more convenience, for more economy, for fewer shopping trips, buy Tide in the new giant economy size package.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Who's coming? Who's there?
Say, Mr. Connor just came into the drive.
See you next week. I better go out and see what we had time for another commercial there. I'll go see what's up. Hi, Rod.
Hi, Red.
Yeah, got a new dog, huh?
Not that I know of.
Well, what's that in the back seat?
Where?
There.
Well, I'll be. Yeah. Polly the panhandler asleep in the back seat. Hey, Polly, wake up.
Oh, Sam. Oh. Oh, howdy, Jans. Sweet of you to drop in. Did you bring the dice?
No.
See, how long have you been in the back of my car?
Well, now, let's see. I crawled in to hear Truman's speech on the radio, and he promised so many nice things, I just dozed off without a care in the world.
Hey, you know what? Sleeping out like this is a good way to get pneumonia.
Oh, well, as long as it don't develop into a cold.
Yeah. Now, you better go to the doctor and get a checkup.
Yeah.
Well, what will he charge?
Well, any doctor will examine you for $2.
Oh, good. If he finds it, I'll split it with him. Say, you wouldn't happen to have an air wick on you, would you? My head is a little stopped up. I can't breathe.
Can't breathe.
No, I have very few luxuries.
You can't live without breathing.
Well, as long as I'm happy, I'm not going to let it upset me. Say, you wouldn't happen to have a cake of yeast on you, would you?
Yeast? What for?
Well, I thought I'd brew myself a cup of beer.
Come on, Polly, get out of my car.
Oh, imagine me, a silent picture star, sleeping in parked cars.
Yeah.
Why, if my mother and father could see me now, they'd disown me. Would be bad publicity for their counterfeiting rackets. Oh, for my birthday, they sent me a $50 bill with my picture on it.
Say, you could pass for General Grant with that beard of yours. Say, you've had a pretty tough life, haven't you, Polly?
Oh, you can say that again.
Thanks. You've had a pretty tough life, haven't you?
Yeah, but I was quite a girl in my heyday.
Too bad they stacked you wrong, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know about that. I used to have my picture on the cover of all the movie magazines.
Oh.
Yeah, but now I can't even make the last page of the Gaines dog food news.
You've seen better days, huh?
And a couple of interesting nights, too. I'd have still been a star if I hadn't lost my figure.
You didn't lose it. You just scattered it around a bit.
Say, if you youngsters will excuse me, I gotta loaf along.
Yeah.
I'm modeling this afternoon at the War Surplus Store. Well, keep in touch, young.
Bye.
Hey, look, somebody's moving into that house next door to you.
Yeah. That house has been vacant for nearly a year. I wonder who could be moving in.
No doubt somebody that isn't too choosy about their neighbors.
That's cute.
Huh? Isn't the house supposed to be haunted?
Nah, that's just propaganda. It's not haunted. Why, a ghost with any pride wouldn't go near that joint.
Hey, there's a guy unloading a moving van in front of the house, but I haven't seen him take any furniture inside, just crates of boxes of daggers, ropes, and chains.
Yeah, the guy must like pets, too. Look, he's taking a box of snakes. I wonder if it was wise hiring that writer who used to work for Suspense.
Say, I'm going over and talk to the moving man and see what's up.
Okay.
Look at the name on that moving van. Willie Lump Lump's Van and Storage. If you can't pay the rent, I'm your gent. Hey, Willie!
Could you by chance be addressing me?
Well, yes, Willie, I am. Where did you get that truck?
What truck?
That big moving van.
Oh, I don't know. It must have followed me home. I have an oil can in my hip pocket.
Willie, how long have you been in this moving van business?
Oh, for years. I'm always carrying a load, you know.
Well, I'm glad to see you're working.
Yeah.
Who got you into this moving van business?
My wife. She got sick and tired of seeing me laying around the house all the time. So she got the bright idea of buying me a moving van and putting me in business, making me work. And I will get her if it's the right thing I do.
Well, Don't you like being your own boss?
I do not. This morning I asked myself for a raise and I turned myself down. I never give myself a day off and I bawl myself out for showing up late. I don't have to take that kind of treatment from nobody, not even me, and I will get me if it's the last thing I do.
Well, you know, you sound to me like you've had about one too many.
Well, you suggest I put one back? You know, there's one thing I never do, that's to drink while I'm on duty. That's when I usually sleep it off.
Tell me something, how can your wife put up with you?
She can't. She's always putting me down with a baseball bat of hers, always throwing things at me. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, she threw her mother at me. There's an old bat if I ever saw one.
Your mother-in-law?
What?
You don't like your mother-in-law?
Oh, yes, yes, I adore her. There's just one thing she does that irritates me, just one thing.
What's that?
She breathes.
Say, Willie, who's moving into this house?
How should I know? I'm not nosy.
Well, you're going to charge someone for this moving, aren't you?
Of course not. I have all the money I need, you see. I own stock in the unemployment compensation line.
I'll be seeing you.
I doubt it.
Why?
Because you don't look right to me, boy. I've seen a lot of people, but you just don't look right to me.
I'll still be seeing you.
I doubt that.
Why?
Because I will get me if it's the last thing.
Oh, that guy's constitution is living on the bylaws.
Hey, Rod, did you find out who the new neighbor is?
No.
Oh.
Hey, should we go in and see if there's anybody in the house?
We better. It's going to be an awful short show.
Yeah, by all means.
Yes. Say, I wonder if this house is really haunted.
It might be. If you keep real quiet and listen real hard, you can hear Dave Rose and his orchestra play Hot Canary, and the soloist, our guest star, is Benjamin Gill. Hmm.
Thank you.
I think you women will agree that the most annoying thing about dishwashing is grease. And that's why I suggest that you try Procter & Gamble's Tide for dishes. Because Tide has really got the grease problem licked. Tide cuts grease like magic, even off the greasiest frying pans and broilers. Then, here's the amazing part. Tide actually seems to make that grease disappear completely. The water feels fresh, clean, and pleasant. It's topped by oceans of billowy Tide suds. Kind-to-hand suds that really last even in hardest water. As for results, why, your dishes come out cleaner than any soap will get them. Shining, too. For unlike soap, Tide leaves no dulling film. So dishes and glasses rinse and dry, sparkling even without wiping. Yes, there's a completely new dishwashing experience in your first box of Tide. Try it. For more convenience, more economy, and fewer shopping trips, get the new giant economy-size package.
Say, they really got smart ghosts in this joint, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Especially the one that was talking about Tide. Mm-hmm. I'll bet his sheets are the hit of the hooded set.
What was that?
I think it was the sponsor just going out.
Hey, Red, it's too spooky in here. Let's go outside where I can be brave again.
Ah, you're afraid of your own shadow. And I don't blame you. It's a pretty big shadow. Tear you down and put up an office building.
Listen. Hmm? Someone's coming.
Ah, little old Harry making his whistle stop.
Who was whistling, Margaret?
Who?
That was mine.
Hey, look at the stuff pile up in this room here.
Yeah, here's a box marked hydrogen bomb and another one marked atom bomb. This guy's no doubt an enemy agent.
Yeah, if we hit him, it may be the last thing we do. Huh? Hey, we could be heroes, you know.
Yeah, they might even put our statues up in the park.
I got news for you. There ain't a park big enough to hold your statue. They'd need two parks, one for you and one for your stomach. Oh, tummy. I told the sponsor I'd say tummy.
Statues can wear girdles, can't they?
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's look around the house.
Oh, it's embarrassing when they don't get a laugh, you know.
And see if we can find the guy.
Okay, I'll search upstairs.
You think he might be up there?
No, that's why I'm going to search up there. If you find him down here, yell, will you? Give me a chance to get away.
Hey, hey, someone's coming.
Yeah, let's hide here in this closet. Come on. Ooh, somebody slugged me. No, it was the ironing board fell on me.
Here's the closet. Hurry up.
Yeah. Boy, sure is a close fit being in this closet with you, Blimp Boy. Boy, if your girdle unsnaps, we're a goner.
Coming in.
Well, now, Junior, this is your new home. What do you think of it?
If you ask me, it stinks. This thing was put up with tar paper and hairpins. Believe me, if a good windstorm comes up, you're going to have this same house in Cucamonga.
Junior, this is a wonderful house. Yeah. And the neighbors are all so friendly.
Well, we'll put an end to that in a hurry, kiddo. What's wrong with the house we live in now? Outside of the fact that we owe 6 months rent.
Oh, well, we're not moving because we owe rent. Huh? It's just that your father doesn't like the neighborhood.
Well, I thought it was handy for him with the jail just one block away, you know. He could come home every 30 days was real nice.
Do you want a spanking?
No, thanks. I just had one. Huh? I get so many spankings, I'm the only kid in the neighborhood who rides his tricycle side saddle. Oh,
watch your tongue.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking in.
This place is a little stuffy.
Yes, it is stuffy.
I think I'll open this window. Oh, well, it's stuck.
Well,
it won't budge.
Naturally, it's stucco. That's right. Step aside. I will open the window for you. It's all in knowing how.
Junior, you deliberately threw that brick through the window.
Yes, really. Feel free to call on me anytime, you know.
Say, these boxes look awfully familiar. Where have I seen all that junk before?
Well, don't ask me. I'd rather not tell you.
Well, probably the people who lived here before left them behind.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Hey, Mommy, what room was I going to sleep in?
Oh, I thought we'd put your cage in the attic.
Oh, good. bully for me, boy. I think I'll run upstairs and try to banish
her. Oh, now, Junior, don't run up those stairs. You're liable to trip and hit your head.
Yeah.
And ruin the nice wax job.
Yeah. Mother's love, they call it. Mother's love. Well, now let's slide down the banister. Boy, I hope there's not too many splinters in this thing. Here I go.
Junior! Look out for that sharp curve!
Now she tells me. This thing ain't saddle broke.
Did you hurt yourself,
yes,
dear?
Yes, I hurt myself.
That's a good boy.
Yeah.
Well, Lorene, imagine meeting you here.
Well, hello, Rod.
Well, my. What a big, fat termite. Crawl back in the woodwork, Fatso.
Junior.
Don't you hit me.
Oh, that's all right, Lorene. Boys will be boys.
And brats will be brats.
So you're moving in here, huh, Lorene?
Yes.
Yes, and I'm so thrilled about
yes,
it.
Yes, so thrilled.
Imagine living in a sweet little house
a
like
little
this.
House.
With roses growing all around
yeah.
it. Oh, it'll be like a dream house where we can live happily forever and ever.
Well, let's not get sickening about this. Me. I'm going to look this joint over. I'll see you later.
Well, there's something I think I should tell you about this house, Lorene. They say it's haunted.
No
oh,
kidding.
Haunted? That's silly. Nobody believes in ghosts anymore. They went out with the Republicans.
Well, there have been some strange noises heard in here, you know, like chains rattling down the stairs and a lot of screaming at night.
Oh, that's just a lot of talk. I don't frighten easily. Say, doesn't Red Skelton live next door?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he was just in here, but when he found out Junior was moving in, he ran home to nail up a for sale sign on his house.
Oh. Oh. What was that?
The Republicans are back.
Beware! The ghost is marching!
Oh, Rod! What's that coming down the stairs in a white sheet? Dragging his chain behind him.
Yeah, leave him alone, and he'll come home dragging his chain behind him.
Oh, I'm so frightened.
Well, don't you be frightened. I'm depending on you to protect me.
If I knew you was coming, I would have pressed my sheet.
He looks like a midget ghost.
Yes, I have the small economical side.
He's coming toward us.
Yes, when I get me hand on you, I'm going to tie you up with a chain and take you down the basement and throw you in a big pot of boiling water. And then I will jump in after you and we'll never see each other. Oh, no, 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 no.
What's wrong, ghost?
I scared me down.
Junior.
Well, no, you scared me, too.
Oh, Rod, it isn't a ghost. It's only Junior. He thought he could frighten us. Isn't that silly, Rod? Rod?
Don't bother him. He fainted.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye for now. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
What should you don't do?
Don't just wash your hair.
What should you do?
Condition it with Dreen shampoo.
Yes, new Dreen does more than just wash your hair. It conditions as it cleans. Conditions your hair to a lovely, natural softness and sheen. So if you've been using old-fashioned shampoos that just wash your hair...
What should you do?
Condition your hair with Dreen shampoo.
New Dreen, the only shampoo to bring you this wonderful conditioning action.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.